The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 18th, 1974, in Hyderabad, India.
The supreme occupation or dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self.
Savai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaji ahaituki apratihata jaya atma suprasidati. Atma suprasidati. Atma sometimes means this body. Atma means the mind, and atma means the soul also. So, generally, people are interested for the satisfaction of the body. Indriyani para rahu, indriyabha para mana. Body means the senses. Those who are in the lower stage of life, because in the lower stage of life, one thinks that he is the body, just like animal. Animal thinks that he is the body. But in the higher sense, when one is advancing knowledge, then he knows that I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. So, actually, as I was discussing in the press conference, this is knowledge. So long one is under the impression that he is this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am South Indian, I am North Indian, or I am black and white, so many bodily concepts of life. He is animal. That is the statement of the Shastra, and actually it is so. In the Shastra it is said, Jashatma buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disi bhoma ijjit. Jatitha buddhi shalile nakarhichi janesu avhigyesu saeva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cows and khara means ass. Jashatma buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke. Anyone who accepts this bag of bones and flesh as self, he is animal. So, in the animal concept of life, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, because these are all bodily concept of life. Even if I say I am Hindu, I am distinct from Christian or Mohammedan. That means bodily concept of life. Even if I think I am Brahmana, that is also bodily concept of life. So, in the bodily concept of life, there is a system of religion. That religion is different from your religion and my religion. Because you possess a body. Suppose Hindu, I possess a body of Christian or Muslim. Therefore I think you are different from me, I am different from you. But in the higher stage, when one is raised on the platform of spiritual understanding, there is no such thing. Practically you can see, in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are persons from every country or every religion, every cult. There are the devotees who have come from Christian group, the devotees who have come from Jewish group, from Mohammedan group, from Hindu group. You can see practically, we have got all types of devotees. But they have forgotten this bodily concept of life. Practically, you see, they have, if not fully forgotten, very large percentage, they do not think. Otherwise, this American would not have come here to take the trouble of preaching Krishna consciousness in India after taking so much trouble. We cannot give them actually the real comfort which they enjoy in their country. Their standard of life, living, is higher than our standard of life. So, why they have joined this Krishna consciousness movement? Because they have forgotten this bodily concept of life. They are no more proud that I am American or I am European. Why? You know, in the British rule, the Britishers, they are always maintaining the superior complex. They are thinking, because they are European, everyone thinks, if he is in a position in the material world, he thinks like that. That is not fault, that is natural. But here it is said, sabai pungsang parodha jato bhakti adhokhaji adhokhaja. God's another name is adhokhaja. Beyond, material conception. Adhakrita akhaja jnanam jatra. Akhaja means direct perception, that I see directly by my eyes. I can hear directly by my ears, or I can smell. Not by direct. Therefore, jato bhakti radhokhaje. When one is transcendental to the material senses, then bhakti begins. Jato bhakti radhokhaje. Bhakti is not ordinary thing. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhati param. Who is eligible to execute a devotional service, bhakti. Those who are engaged in devotional service, they are not in the material platform. We should understand that. Jato bhakti radhokhaji. Ahuituki apratihata. And bhakti is not a business. Anywhere we go, there is business. If you give me this, then I shall love you. If you satisfy my senses, then I shall love you. Similarly, the other party, he or she also says, if you satisfy my senses, then I love you. If there is no sense gratification, then I don't love you. That is business. Therefore, adhokhaje, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there should not be any business. Ahuituki, that is called ahuituki. No cause, because God shall give me my bread. As in the Christian church, they go and say, oh God, give us our daily bread. That is also good, because he has gone to God. The atheists, they do not like to speak of God, what to speak of praying from God. That is atheist class. But, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, chaturvidha bhajanti mam sukriti navj artho artharthi jigyasu jnani cha bharatasya. Four classes of men who are distressed. One class distressed. And one class who is in need of money, or Kharthi, wants some material enjoyment. And another, Jnani and Jigyas, four classes of men, are interested in the subject matter of understanding God. The condition is sukriti, no? If he is pious, if he is sinless, unless one is sinless, one cannot be interested in God. The more we are sinful, we are disinterested in God. Why they at the present moment, people are disinterested in the subject matter of understanding God? Because they are all sinful. So, therefore Bhagavad Gita says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam sukriti na sukriti na, whose background is pious life. In another place Krishna also says, Jesham antagatam papam jananam punyakarmana te dandamaha nirmukta bhajante mam dhirabhrita. That bhajan, this Bhagavad bhajan, is not for ordinary class of men. They must be very elevated. Therefore, here it is said, savai pumsang parodhar. Para and apara, these two words are there. Para and apara. Para means spiritual. And apara means material. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita in another place. Aparayam, itastu vidhi me prakitim para. Apara, this material nature, bhumi rapa nalobayu, this earth, water, fire, air, mind, intelligence, they are material, bhinname prakriti astadha, aparayam, but they are apara. Apara means material, inferior. There is another spiritual nature. What is that? Jiva bhuta, that living entity. Living entity is para. So Krishna is also para. So, when the living entity engages himself in the service of the Supreme Spirit, Krishna, that is called paro-dharma, spiritual religion, not apara. Apara means material, and paro means superior or spiritual. So, one has to come to the religious principle on the spiritual platform. That is real spirit, dharma. Savai pumsang paro dharma. Jato bhakti radokhaj. It doesn't matter what religious system you are following. Because actually religion means to abide by the orders of God. That is religion. Simple definition of religion. Just like good citizen means who abides by the state laws. He does not break the state laws. Similarly, any person, it doesn't matter whether he is Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or this or that, it doesn't matter. If he is a devotee of the Supreme Lord, then his religious system is first class. Otherwise, samayiva hi kevala. That will be stated. If you do not develop, generally we have love for these material things. First of all myself, centered around my personal body, then extended in the family, then extended in the society, then extended in the community or nation. In this way you are extending. But these are all bodily concepts of life. When we actually develop our love for God, that is real religion. That is first class. Savai pumsang paro dharma. It doesn't matter. The result, phalena paricaya. Just like a businessman, it doesn't matter what business he is doing. If he has got some money, then we say he is successful business. It doesn't matter whether he is this business or that business. Similarly, it doesn't matter what kind of religion you are following. If your love for God has enhanced, if you understand what is God, if you understand what is your relationship with God, and if you understand what is the end of life, what is the end of, or the object of human life, then your life is successful. Therefore, it is stated here, Savai Pumshan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adhokhaje. Adhokhaje, the Supreme Lord cannot be seen by these eyes. He cannot be understood by these eyes. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi, Na Bhavet Grayam Indriya. Indriya, our present senses are blunt senses. By these senses, we cannot understand what is the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But it is so powerful. If you go on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, even without understanding, you will be purified and one day you will understand. This is our moment. Otherwise, how these Europeans and Americans, they never heard what is Krishna. But why they have left everything? They are young boys, young girls, they could enjoy life in their country very nicely there. But the name is so powerful. I started this movement simply by chanting this Hare Krishna. Still we are going there. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so powerful. You understand or do not understand. If you go on chanting regularly, one day you will come to the platform, you will clearly understand what is the meaning of God. This is Hare Krishna movement. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So our request is therefore that if you want to be situated on the superior platform of understanding the meaning of religion, then this is the only way at the present moment. In this age, because other processes are very difficult. They cannot, either you follow Hindu religion or this religion, that way. Everywhere the process is so difficult that people cannot follow it nicely. Therefore, the Shastra has given the injunction, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo nāsteva, nāsteva, nāsteva gatiranyaka. In this age, any religion you follow, you cannot strictly follow the rules and regulations and process. But if you chant this Mahamantra Hare Krishna, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, you are kevala. It has been thrice stressed, and at the end it is said only, not any other. Why so much stress? Na kalo, in this age, kali, the age of quarrel. Kali means, with slight provocation we'll fight one another. That is kali. So kalo, nāsteva, 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 gadirannaka. Therefore, our only request is that anyone who has got little taste for spiritual life, you chant this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then many places of this Shastra, it is recommended that Kriti Jat Bhayatu Vishnu Tritayang Jajato Makai Dapare Paricajayang Kalotad Harikitana. In the Satya Yoga, they were all saintly persons. At that time it was possible to meditate. Kriti Jat Bhayatu Vishnu, that also Vishnu. Meditation on Lord Vishnu. Krite jat dhyayato Vishnu, tritayam jajato makai. And in the Trita Yoga, by performing great sacrifices, that is also not possible. You cannot perform big, big sacrifices. It's very costly. You require so much ghee, grains, and distribution of so many things. That is not possible. Krite jat dhyayato Vishnu, tritayam jajato Dāpare Parishajāyam, Dāpare Yoga, the temple worship. Now, this we have got in India, especially in South India, many temples, more than 2,000, 3,000 years old. The temple worship is very old, since 5,000, 6,000 years. So that is also not possible. At the present moment, people are so down that they cannot also worship. It requires very vigilance, observation that they are doing nice. Otherwise they fall down. There are so many temples in India, they are no more taken care. Therefore, somebody, they are against opening temple. That's a fact. But still, it has to be done. Anyway, but in the Kali Yuga, palokad hari kirtana. What you attain in the Sattva-yoga by meditation, what you achieve in the Teta-yoga by performing big, big sacrifices, and what you attain by temple worship very nicely, you can attain the same result, kalo in this age, Hare Kirtana, by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So, if you regularly chant this Hare Krishna Maha mantra, then the result will be Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. Our heart will be cleansed, because we are in an unclean heart. Therefore, we cannot understand what is God. But if your heart becomes clean, then any position, you'll be able to understand what is God. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadabhagni Nirbhavana. And as soon as your heart is clean, these material tribulations, the threefold miserable condition of this material world, it is compared with the forest fire. So, forest fire is not very easy to extinguish, but it can be. There is process. That is God's arrangement. When there is rain from the sky, the forest fire is extinguished. Similarly, when mercy from Krishna comes, your blazing fire of material existence will be extinguished. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Bhavama. Then real spiritual life begins. So long you are disturbed materially, there is no possibility. But this material disturbances cannot be subsided by your concocted method. It can be subsided by the mercy bestowed by Krishna. That is the process. Samsara Dhavana Lalira Loka. So, spiritual life is real life. Material life is not real. Material life is temporary. So everyone can be situated in the spiritual life. Savaipung Sankarodam Jatobhak. Simply by being situated in the devotion and service of the Lord. Jato bhakti. Bhakti required. So there are many instances in the Shastras. If you refer to the Shastras, Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. You read it carefully and you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as without any malinterpretation. You don't interpret. We present Bhagavad Gita as it is and it is working. So I am requesting also in India that you read Bhagavad Gita as it is. You understand what is the science of God. Your life will be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.